This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello to everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this Thursday edition from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, and broadcasting by way of Southern California, of course, this morning from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio to our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world and via the internet and via the satellite, via GCN Network, of course. Now, as always, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, and of course our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate all of you. And, of course, that means our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, our FedEx and UPS drivers, along with the bulk mail center haulers, our suicide jockeys who are hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go, so that we can get where we need to go. And don't leave out of the mix, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers, our Amazon drivers as well, delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And, of course, our temporary call-in line this week, of course, as you know, we're broadcasting from Southern California by way of Tampa, Florida, of course. Our temporary call-in line is 949-629-3212. It's 949-629-3212. Please don't call the 1-877-969-8600 number tonight, but do call 949-629-3212. Now, of course, here we are at the top of the hour, and as many of you know, Captain Matt Bruce, the host of the program, always says the pledge at the top of every hour of the program. So I invite everybody out there along the highways and byways, wherever you are, across the world even, listening on the internet, to say the pledge along with me. So, ready? Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And of course, as you know, folks, Captain Matt emphasizes those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, topping off or recapping our top story this morning, we just talked about it in last hour with Captain Matt Bruce, of course, and that is that the U.S. debt ceiling bill has passed the House of Representatives. It's now going to head on over to the Senate. Hopefully it's going to pass there without too much trouble. But the numbers in this are really, really important. Number one, here we go. The actual vote count in the House was 314 to 117. That represents majorities of both parties. The Democrats voted 165 to 46. The Republicans voted 149 to 71. So now, of course, we've heard a lot of these different Republican representatives. Even Senator Rand Paul has gotten into the mix, saying that this is a disaster for conservatives. You had a lot of holdouts. You had many who just weren't going to vote for this. No way, no how, any way, shape, or form. In fact, I think a lot of Democrats, I think the strategy was going to be to simply hold back and make sure that many Republicans were voting for this bill to begin with as they were going through all this. But nevertheless, there's going to be a lot of critique of this. There's going to be a lot of gnashing of teeth, as it were. But I think overall, the overriding factor in this is that we now have something. We have a deal. We have something that's going to allow, number one, the government not to default. We hear about, well, maybe we could just go ahead and default, but I don't think that that's the best option moving forward, simply because of the kind of things that would happen. Now, of course, the Democrats, they all use their rhetoric, their talking points. It was going to be a catastrophic failure and this kind of thing. And yes, that would not be a good thing, but it's important to remember because this is going to carry forward, my friends, and the discussions continuing on through the campaign about debt ceiling and spending and so forth, budgeting. The Democrats knew that there would be no catastrophic failure. They simply were saying that in order to make you believe that everything was going over a cliff and that they somehow single-handedly were going to save you. That's exactly the kind of theater that they want to perpetuate here. And so we may hear some of this kind of stuff in the Senate as well. We'll see. But don't be surprised when you continue to hear this moving forward, that somehow it's all about the Democrats trying to save America from these Republicans who want to crash the economy and create a huge recession. They're doing that on their own. They're doing that all by themselves over at the White House with these policies and so forth. And also, too, they're also splitting hairs over at the White House. Did you know that? They're talking about the idea, well, we only negotiated on the spending. We weren't negotiating on the debt ceiling. Yes, on and on it goes. And they're going to keep saying this kind of stuff, and they're going to keep trying to make you think that that they're your knight in shining armor, when in reality, they're doing everything possible, by hook or by crook, in order to make sure that the economy doesn't really do better and recover. Why? So they can come and tell you in the election, we got to spend more. We got to spend more. Well, guess what? People ain't buying that anymore. They don't want to spend more. They get it. Folks, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on this Thursday morning. And we hope that things are going quite well for you here in the overnight hours. We're glad to hear from you at 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. That's the temporary call-in line that we have established as we're broadcasting, of course, from the West Coast all the way over here in Southern California, where it has been kind of like a June gloom. And it started, in fact, my family told me when I was in Tampa last week that it wasn't very sunny here in California at all. I think I was getting all the sunshine in Tampa Bay and along. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, of course. ReliefFactor.com/captain. You can head over there, find out about their 1995 3-week quick start. And when you do that, you're going to find out all about this product. Number one, this product is all natural. this product is going to help control the inflammation that you have. Because when you get the inflammation, that's where you're getting your pain and your swelling and your discomfort. And boy, oh boy, Captain Matt Bruce can tell you all about inflammation. He can also tell you all about how he's used Relief Factor for over 10 years. And he uses it for one reason and one reason only. It's because it works. It's got ingredients in it like turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which, again, this is where you get your pain, your discomfort, and your swelling. Now, if you take the product the way that it says to, you should know in about 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. But a lot of people know just within 2 or 3 days. Some come back a day after the captain gives them their sample packet. You might see them out, for example, at one of the gun shows or other events. And they come right back and they say, this works. I need it. How do I get it? He directs them right over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And as I said, this whole product is all natural. There are no drugs in it. And, of course, everybody's different. Everybody's going to react a different way. But it is a great thing to try. And when you try it, we think that you're going to be so happy that you're going to keep going back to relieffactor.com/captain to use this great product. Because once you give it a try, all you have to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, again, because all you have to lose is pain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start. All right, so just to sort of close out some of our discussion here on the debt deal in this segment, Kevin McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, was interviewed by Harris Faulkner earlier when, of course, this whole thing was brewing to go up to the vote. And they were wondering, of course, how all this is going to come out. We know how it came out now. It passed overwhelmingly, majorities of both parties saying yes to this negotiated deal. But Kevin McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, was very confident that he was, in fact, going to see this pass. Let's listen here just briefly, because I want you to hear what he's saying about what this deal does. And this, again, Harris Faulkner from Fox News talking with Speaker McCarthy. Let's go right to it.
How do you get this done without those 35 votes?
We'll get it done overwhelmingly. Look, people have different opinions. Before this, I had 17 Republicans who have never voted for a debt ceiling, period. To govern is not easy, but I don't want to be on the wrong side of history. Every single one of those members who vote no will miss the opportunity to vote for the largest cut in American history.
Can you get it done without them?
Oh, yeah, we'll get it done without them.
You'll get enough Democrats to come on board?
Look, the president came to an agreement. I think from that point is that we found every time you've ever had two agreements made like that, both sides come together. What happens as one of the other side comes on, some people will fall off because they think it's a free vote that way. But you know what? When are you going to get work requirements on welfare? When are you going to be able to cap what the president can spend for regulations on a paygo system that he has to offset that? That would have saved us $1.5 trillion. When are you going to be able to hold government accountable? If they don't do their work now, we can have a 1% cut across the board if they don't pass all the spending bills they're supposed to pass. You know, this is a new Congress. No longer do you have to pass the bill to know what's in it. This isn't a 1,000-page bill that spends more money. It's a 99-page bill that only cuts.
That's significant, isn't it? And we mentioned it yesterday on the program as well. 99 pages, right? 99 pages, much better than thousands, much better than having to try to pass it to find out what's in it, because somebody hasn't had the opportunity to go and put a bunch of stuff into the bill that nobody will ever see or never know that it's there until somehow it's starting to be implemented and somebody says, how did that get in there? So across the board, in the cuts in and of themselves, but across the board, folks, you get this clarity, at least as much as possible in this particular case, you get a clarity of what's going on with this bill, something that can be up or down, something that can be taken in over that 72-hour period, basically, that they had to look at it. And that, in my book, shows that we're making some real progress. And I know that there are a lot of people who are going to be very critical of this. But at the same time, though, the constituents out there, the people across the highways and byways, know that you can't keep going the way that you're going. You can't simply raise your credit card limits and just keep spending into oblivion because everybody realizes that's not the way the world works. Well, that's not the way the world works should work for government either. So I think we can find a good compromise here so where the government does not default on its obligations. We don't have the kinds of problems that we would have across the world because of that. And we also get to set in motion this spending cut idea, which is now revolutionary. And since this is a revolutionary idea to actually cut spending, you got to be kidding me. And Kevin McCarthy, and I think back, by the way, to all of the all of the issues when the new Congress was seated and they're coming in and they're going to elect the speaker and all the problems that were that ensued with that. And certainly all the deals that he had to have made and all the promises going back and forth and how hard that was and what a rocky start that was. And, you know, it just didn't look good from that point forward. But he has taken all this and he has put the president in a position where they had to do things that they wouldn't ever do in their wildest dreams. See, it's not about the comprehensiveness of a bill that would have pleased some of the most conservative elements, but it is about actually making the Democrats do something that they wouldn't do under any circumstances. If they still had the majorities, they would have simply raised the debt limit, we would have gone on our merry way, and we would have been heading off into oblivion. That's not the good plan. But to the Democrat Party elite, I hate to tell you, I think that is the plan in so many ways because they are beholden to the spending. They are beholden to the borrowing. They are beholden to simply walking out and telling their constituents, basically, look what we got for you. And I'll reiterate this. I was saying this to the captain earlier. The work requirements, how is it possible that you can stand there with a straight face and say, we don't want there to be any work requirements for able-bodied people? I mean, at what point have you absolutely just gone off the deep end and into the tank to simply say, free stuff, right? That's all it is. You remember in the 1989 Batman movie when the Joker was just tossing money out into the crowd and said, there you go, Gotham City. It's all free money, love me, I'm the Joker. Yeah, well, that about sums it up, doesn't it? That about sums it up. Folks, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there. There's so much more to tell you about on the other side of the break. Stay right there.
We're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome USA News Update. The White House is expressing confidence that the debt ceiling bill will make it through Congress before the U.S. defaults.
We are proud of this bipartisan, common sense agreement that we believe that should get passed out of the House and the Senate and to the President's desk.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration has been whipping up support among Democrats for tonight's House vote. The White House is calling a Chinese fighter jet maneuver over the South China Sea unsafe and unprofessional. The Pentagon released a video showing a Chinese jet fly directly past the nose of an American plane. Actor Danny Masterson has been found guilty on two rape charges by a Los Angeles jury while they remain deadlocked on the third charge. After 7 days of deliberation, the jury determined that Masterson had raped two victims at his Hollywood Hills home 2 decades ago. Sentencing for the 47-year-old is yet to be scheduled. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You're listening to Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yes, we are back, folks, on the Captain's America, Third Watch. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we stroll around your radio dial in the overnight hours on what I like to think of as our flight across America each morning as we take off and see all the great sights of America and we think about where we're at. And if you look over on your right side right now, you might just see the Grand Canyon, and we'll point out some other points of interest as we fly across the country this morning. All right, our temporary call-in line this week, of course, 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. If you'd like to call in and opine, we'd love to hear from you. And I'd love to hear from you about the fact that now we've got Chris Christie, and we've also got Mike Pence. Looks like they're getting in. They're getting into the race as well. But before we do that, we want to tell everybody, of course, about our good friends and the good folks over at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They're bringing you this segment here on the Captain's America. And, of course, that's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, caring hands, helping sore feet. And at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists offer effective and individualized treatments to correct a host of foot problems and conditions. Their board-certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. Their wound care is also phenomenal, folks, and they're well known for their wound care that they provide. And, of course, their highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to you and understanding your concerns and discussing the best treatment options for you. Therefore, patients are their first priority, and at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they strive to provide you with the highest quality of foot and ankle care available. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Visit them at advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. And as I just mentioned as we were coming into the segment here, it looks like former Vice President Mike Pence is going to announce his 2024 presidential campaign on June the 7th. This according to CNN. He's going to make an announcement with a video and a speech in Iowa. Two sources familiar with the plans have reported. The announcement, first reported by NBC News, will take place ahead of a CNN town hall with Pence later that evening at Grandview University in Des Moines. So, number one, of course, begs the question, you saw what happened. It's over at CNN when Trump had his town hall meeting. I think the town hall meeting with Mike Pence might go radically differently. That's I'm going out on a limb here, folks. I'm going out on a limb, and I'm telling you, I think it's going to be radically different because, number one, it's I don't think they're going to have the same kind of crowd. I don't think that they're definitely going to be ready for anything. And, of course, Mike Pence is very dissimilar, to say the least, to Donald Trump. But here comes Pence, right? Back to the report. Pence's presidential bid will pit him against his former boss and running mate, former President Donald Trump, who is seeking a second term and is for now the early front runner. Well, that's undisputed, and he is the early front runner. But the dynamics of this race, my friends, is really going to be, you know, when I was first studying this stuff in school, you know, it was always very exciting. And it was also very exciting to go back in history and find out about other key elections. Certainly, the nomination of John F. Kennedy is incredibly interesting. But you go back even from there and back in the early American history. I mean, it's always sort of fraught with peril. But here we are in the modern era. And now it really does feel like it's very different, like the gloves have really come off. And they did some pretty spectacularly, very strange things back in the day, if you go far enough back in American history, the names they called each other, stuff like that. I mean, would seem maybe not so tame by today's standards, but certainly because of the speed and alacrity with which information can flash around the world and you say something, it goes viral. You know, they didn't have that back, you know, in the 1800s, let's say, for example. But Pence is going to be pitted against Donald Trump. There's no doubt about that. He's going to, I'm sure, run a very, very different kind of campaign. He's going to go out there and be Mike Pence. Here's a good question, though. What kind of traction do you think Mike Pence is going to get? And call me up, 949-629-3212. Tell me what you think about this. I'm sure that he will have some very solid policy issues and so forth, but we'll see if he makes a splash. And, of course, one of the big parts about this is that he will be talking, I'm sure, about his former boss. He's going to make clear certain things about what he felt and thought about January 6th. That's inevitable. It's going to come up. Whether he just addresses it right out or if he gets these questions, that's also going to be a major component of his campaign, the kinds of questions he's going to get. But somebody that you know is coming out basically loaded for bear about Donald Trump is going to be Chris Christie. All right. That is for sure. This from USA Today. Chris Christie, the former New Jersey governor who has branded himself as the only Republican willing and able to take down former President Donald Trump, will enter the 2024 presidential race next week, we understand. He has been expected to join the race and will formally make the announcement at 6:30 p.m. next Tuesday during a town hall at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. The announcement was first reported by Axios. So you've got Pence in Iowa, you're going to have Christie in New Hampshire, and of course, if Donald Trump, well, it's expected that Donald Trump will do very well, I think, in both those places. But it is significant, of course, to see it just how well, because that will start to tell the story. Now, you do have a lot of candidates. You have a lot of candidates that are getting in the mix, and they are going to bleed off a lot of these percentages. So it would be interesting to see. And, of course, you've got DeSantis, who's far and away, of course, the next big vote getter. So it will be interesting to see where these other candidates line up. You know, Nikki Haley's been in this thing for like the last 3.5 months or something like that, and she's not really able to get any traction. And so what starts to happen then is you start to say things, or you want to try to get something out there that's going to generate a buzz and this kind of thing. And so my question to you as well, 949-629-3212, is the presence of Donald Trump, the overwhelming presence of Donald Trump, does that mean that there is a unity among the party overall, the majority? Reasons, because not only because he's had such a great success story in Florida overall for the economy and these kinds of things, but also, of course, the grudge match, not a grudge match, but the cage match that is now being set up between DeSantis and Trump. That's a big part of this. But who wants to get in a cage match with Trump? That's Chris Christie, right? Chris Christie's campaign will be spearheaded by longtime advisors Mike Duhaime, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and Maria Carmella, according to the New York Times. Duhaime served as Christie's top political strategist in 2016, and Carmella was chief of staff to former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. So that's pretty interesting also in and of itself. But here comes Chris Christie. He's going to pretty much base his entire announcement on going after Donald Trump. And whereas that might garner some of the initial interest, Christie's going to have to be able to flesh out all these different things that he's going to do. And in my personal humble opinion here, I think Governor DeSantis hit it on the head with the idea about policy, because the struggle between the two personalities, whomever they may be, Trump versus this person, Trump versus that person versus Trump, that is going to cause a lot of other issues. But the policy things, this is what people are going to be very, very interested in, no doubt about it. And so we'll see what Trump does. Trump has the ability, and I will say this, Trump has the ability to actually go through this thing and win the nomination. But if he does it with policy talk and not with name calling, it will make him much stronger to present in the general election, because that, my friends, is all the marbles. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. Coming right back with the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, thank you so much, Jeff. It is live on the Captain's America Third Watch right now here in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. We talked with the captain in hour number one. He is getting much better. He is getting much stronger. And we're going to hear from him again on tomorrow morning's program. And hopefully he's going to be heading home soon from the facility that he's in right now. And let me tell you, he is chomping at the bit to go home. I'll tell you that much. and we wish him the best. And he really wanted to emphasize how much he appreciates everybody's prayers, their well wishes, and all of the messages that he's receiving during his convalescence here. So he's going to be back soon, and we're waiting for that, and we are absolutely excited about that. And, of course, if you're traveling across the highways and byways of the land this morning, if you're in a big rig or if you're in an RV, if you're out there making miles on the road right now in the overnights, we're glad that we're rolling along with you. We're happy to be along with you, and if you'd like to dial up and be part of the program, you got a question or comment, you can sure call us at 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. In a few moments, minutes here, I should say, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon right before the top of the hour. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and she'll be with us, of course, throughout the next half hour of the program after your top of the hour news. So we hope that you can stick around. We'll roll along with you, and we're going to keep you company as you go across this great country of ours this morning. All right, so just like last hour, we're seeing an aerial flood watch. This is going to be in northeastern Albuquerque. This is going to be coming out I-40 towards Tucumcari. In that area, this is going to go a little bit south towards Clovis, and then northwestward up towards Taos and also Santa Fe. That's where we've got this aerial flood watch happening right now. It's going to be in effect until at least 6 a.m. on Thursday, so we've got a little bit of time still on that. Flash flooding could be caused by excessive rainfall in that area. Now, this is also going to go on over into the border, northern Texas, Amarillo, for example. If you keep coming across I-40 there through Amarillo, aerial flood watch going on there. Also, then up into parts of northern Oklahoma, Guymon, Boise City, Goodwill, Hooker, Kenton, and Felt. If you're in those areas, you got the aerial flood watch happening right now as well. But let's take a quick look on the radar map, and sure enough, that's exactly what we're seeing. Rain right now in all of those areas, and looks like some heavy rain that's right close to Amarillo right now, if you're coming across the interstate there. So if you're in, if you're heading, say, from Vega to Amarillo, you're going to have some heavy rain coming across the interstate at this moment. So do be careful, and it's going to continue with you as you come eastward out of Amarillo, and should be out of it as before you get to Allen Reed right now. But all this rain, again, extends northward up again into Oklahoma, and then also now the rain itself is extending upwards into Kansas. So if you're near Garden City, Dodge City, you're inundated with the rain right now, falling out of the sky right on top of you, and so you definitely want to be aware of that. It's also going to be near Meade and Ashland, and also a place called Liberal, Kansas, it looks like. All right, so that's the rain story in that area. Then also, if you're down near, this is between Lubbock and Midland right now, La Mesa, looks like where we're getting more rain there in Texas. So again, between Lubbock and Midland, so you want to be aware of that. Then also, as we said earlier, up in Montana, we've got some rain up near Glasgow. That's U.S. Highway 2. This is going to be, it's not directly over Glasgow, but it could be approaching, it looks like, here on the radar map. But if you're in Malta, you definitely have rain coming across the roadways there. Then we have various and scattered areas of rain. It looks like if this is south of Lincoln, Nebraska, we've got a little bit of rain going on there. South of Des Moines, Iowa, near Leon, you've got rain coming across the interstate there. If you're traveling down south from Des Moines, and that is I-35, of course. So right there in that area, you've got rain coming across the roadway. All right, folks, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program by the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And check them out. Check out the My Rewards Plus app. And when you do, you're going to find that you have some great offers. You're going to be able to save money. You're going to be able to access their amenities. You're going to be able to earn points as well. For example, when you reserve your parking space for your rig, you're going to be able to earn some bonus points on that. So that in and of itself is very cool indeed. Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, of course, the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America, and you can find out more about them simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. RVers, they've got great RV amenities at many of the Pilot and Flying J travel centers, including RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and of course also RV dumps as well. So if you're in a big rig, if you're in an RV, if you're in a car, you definitely want to pull on in to the nearest Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. Get your food, get your fuel, get your supplies. They are waiting for you. And by the way, we think that you will agree that they have the very best cup of coffee out there on the interstate. Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, pilotflyingj.com. And now we're going to connect here with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. I think we've got Denise Simon hanging on the line right there. Is that you, Denise?
It is. Good morning.
Good morning, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And may I be the first to say across the airwaves of the United States of America to simply say happy birthday, Denise.
Aw, thank you.
I've been waiting all day to say that.
You need to have something better to think about. Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, my pleasure. I know that everybody out there right now is smiling and saying, all right, happy birthday, Denise. Absolutely. Well, we're glad to have you here. You're working on your birthday. We appreciate that, too. And but, Denise, certainly we'll talk more about this next hour as well. But, of course, the House has now passed the bill, and the numbers were quite revealing, I think. There were majorities of both parties that signed on to this debt ceiling deal.
Well, more Democrats voted for it than Republicans. I think almost 70 Republicans voted no.
That's right. It was 71 Republicans voted no. You're exactly right.
Uh-huh. Which is fine with me.
Well, it is quite interesting, and you know, I know that there's been a lot of criticism of this and so forth. Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, seems to be contented with it, at least at this juncture, you know, believing that he's getting the ball rolling here. And certainly, I think one of the things in this too, Denise, is that the Democrats had to do something. I think they were hearing from their own constituencies and certainly watching the polls.
Well, they were not only watching the polls, but the Democrats wanted to side with the White House. So they felt like they had to, the Democrats had to vote for it. And they were doing pulling some gamesmanship because for a while they were doing no votes. The Democrats were kind of testing the waters to see if their vote was needed or not. So, it's so disingenuous.
Well, now, of course, the next hurdle is the Senate. What do you see there? Is there going to be a hang up there, or is it going to be smooth sailing or a combination?
I don't think it's going to be smooth sailing, because I believe that there's going to be some that are going to want to put in some amendments, and we'll have to see how that rolls along, if that'll even be allowed.
Well, I agree. And part of the idea of putting in these amendments, of course, I think you'll hear Kevin McCarthy run right out there and say things like, no, wait a minute, this was a 99-page bill. It wasn't thousands of pages. It's not something that's incomprehensible for each member or senator at this point to actually go through and have a good working knowledge of this bill. If they start, you know, loading this thing up, it could backfire on them.
It could, but, you know, McCarthy, with all the complaints and criticisms, you know, he did the job. I mean, he's not Speaker of just the Republicans in the House. He's the Speaker of the House.
Right.
So, I mean, he gave him the votes now twice on bills for the debt ceiling.
Yep, that's exactly right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, please hold the phone, and we will be right back right after this. folks. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along in the overnight hours across your radio dial. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.